Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, hello. Is this Cody Johnson?
Hey, Coop. What's going on?
Man, I am so excited to chat with you. I am such a big fan, have been for a very long time, and I'm an even bigger fan of this album, of course, Human, the double album, out now wherever it is that you get your music. I want to start with Till You Can't, which, of course, is the single that we're playing and we're going to play here coming up, written by Ben Stennis and Matt Rogers. This song, I said this on my show the other day, is probably the best song I've heard in at least the last decade. And I wonder if you agree with that and when you heard it, what it did for you, man.
You know, when I heard this song, this is one of, I'm glad you mentioned the writers, because Matt Rogers, one of the co-writers on the song, he actually got three cuts on this album, and I had never even met him. I'd never heard any of his work, but for some reason it just spoke to me. You know, he just had such a good vibe going with the lyrics, and when I heard Till You Can't, it was like, you know, get off your butt and go get life. Like, life's not going to come to you. We've got a younger generation, I think, in this country right now that's kind of a give to me. It's owed to me. Yep. You know, I'm owed something. Let me tell you something. Nobody owes you anything in this life. And if you want something, you got to go get it. And that includes finances. That includes peace in your life. That includes love and good relationships. You know, like, your marriage is not going to just work itself out. You got to work for it. Yep. You know, if you love somebody, you got to tell them, you know, go out. It's just such a great message. And when we did the production on it, it was very anthematic. And I thought, you know what? We're going to take this approach of like, hell yeah, it's got that, beat your chest, sing it from the mountains. And it was just, it turned out so great. And I'm really glad that it's translated across the airwaves.
I agree with everything you just said, and you're right. It is one of those chest pumping tunes, because as soon as I hear the intro, that da-na-na-na-na-na, that kind of riff, I immediately have this feeling of like, you know, hashtag let's go, right? Because it is one of those songs. There's a specific line in here that's my favorite, and I wonder if it's yours as well. If you got a dream, chase it, because a dream won't chase you back. I literally wrote that down. I've got this little journal that I'm writing for my kids, and I put various quotes and lyrics that I personally love. And that one went in the book, man, because
that's my favorite.
It's so amazing, and it really, to what your point, it's one of those things that, like, sure, you want to be this, you want to do that, you want the perfect house, you want the perfect family, you got to go and get it.
Yeah. Hard work, there is no substitute for hard work. I mean, it's just, and that's what life is, you know, and I really, honestly, and I said this in a couple of interviews ago, but my perspective on Till You Can't change when I watch the music video. Because it's not, you don't take the phone call from mom because mom may not always be there.
Yep.
You don't go work on the Pontiac with grandpa because grandpa might not be there. We're not guaranteed today. We're not guaranteed the next 10 minutes. And so when you start thinking about it, it's not till they can't. It's till you can't. And so when you think about it like that, when you think, you know, at the end of the day, no matter how much we do for ourselves, we're all going to wind up leaving this world. So what my job is to fill my cup with as much life and positivity as I can before that time comes. To me, that's like that. It was like an epiphany, and it helped. I don't know. It just changed my perspective on a lot of things.
Talking with Cody Johnson, the album Human, the double album, out right now. There's two other songs, because we only have limited time here. I could talk about the whole album, but there's two that I starred that I go back to over and over again. The other one is Driveway, which, as I'm in my car listening to this album, this song comes on and I'm listening to the lyrics and I'm gravitating to it. And then I get to that third verse. I see a long wooden fence to a tall hickory tree, a dog on the porch slowly falling asleep. And I realize what's about to happen. And man, I got goosebumps, dude. Talk to me about this song.
Well, it's ironic you say that. It's another Matt Rogers song. and it's just, it paints a great picture to me. It's not an over-the-top production. It's not one of those songs that's aimed to punch the lights out. It's not a slow, sad song. It's just right down the middle. It makes you feel good. And to me, it's something you can sit in a rocking chair and close your eyes and just feel the cool breeze. And it's almost a relaxing thing. And One special thing about that song for me was my grandfather, who passed away about 2.5 years ago, left me his 1943 J45 guitar. And I was able to play that guitar on that record. And wow. so that was pretty special as well.
That's unbelievable. The other song I want to talk about is I Don't Know a Thing About Love, because, again, lyrically, this song is so well written and well performed on your part. Obviously, there's kind of a hidden message in there. You know, if you believe in a higher power like I do, and I know that you do, it's a great message. Tell me where this one came from.
Well, as if Harlan Howard needed another hit, this is the old Conway Twitty song. You know, everybody's been asking me like it's a new song, and I'm like, y'all, this is a Conway Twitty song. We just did it Motown, and I kind of got the show out a little bit. Usually, I mean, I try to be pretty strategic with my melodic stuff and the way I sing, but that was just too fun to not to let your hair down a little bit on. I mean, melodically, I kind of let it all hang out.
Well, it's fantastic. The whole album is Human, the double album, Cody Johnson. Of course, Cody Johnson, Christmas out too. I got to ask from someone who's a father. I have 3 kids who are 8, 6, and 3, who, of course, love this time of year, and they love Christmas music. How involved was the family with you putting together this album?
Well, they were very excited as far as knowing that we were going to cut it. They immediately, Dad, you got to sing this song. Dad, you get my, I've got a 6 and a 4-year-old, both little girls. And then we finally got to do Silent Night together. And I was like, all right, Mom, Clara's already sang. Corey's already sang. We need Mom on this track. And we talked her into it. We had to twist her arm a little bit. But, man, she did a great job.
I love it. Cody, it's so good to chat with you. We're going to play Till You Can't. So excited for all the success. Genuine, gigantic fan, man. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, Coop. I appreciate it.